I am a samosa, and this is my sad, sad story. It wasn't meant to be this way, samosas. You know, those triangular, deep-fried snacks stuffed with something savory. It's only the most famous Indian snack ever. Vareva, the YouTube food channel, says so.
A samosa, which is a common snack in Southern Asia, has spread its roots all over the world. And it is a symbol of Indian snack in various countries.
And it comes stuffed with yummy potato and spices.
A little bit turmeric, coriander leaves, green chili, cumin powder, coriander powder, cashew nuts, salt, chaat masala, lime juice, ginger garlic paste, cumin seeds.
But not for me. I was the broccoli and corn button samosa. But I was meant to play a small but key role in India-US diplomacy. When US President Donald Trump visited India recently, his entourage was served an array of snacks at Sabarmati Ashram in Gujarat, where Mahatma Gandhi once lived. Gujarati khaman, American apple pie, multigrain cookies, coconut water in Tetra Paks, and me. I was hands down the most exciting thing on the menu. Something new yet traditional, an exotic Indian snack with a vegetable American presidents recognize.
I do not like broccoli, and I haven't liked it since I was a little kid, and my mother made me eat it, and I'm president of the United States, and I'm not going to eat any more broccoli.
Oops, wrong president. But perhaps this was a way to slip something green into Donald Trump's burger and Diet Coke meal plan. Alas, long before Trump could bite into one, jealous Indians, green with envy, tore me to pieces. Someone called me a fake samosa. Someone created a hashtag, samosa ruined forever. Someone even said, I doubt this unappetizing menu will prompt anyone into giving any kind of deal to India. Bravo, top chef Padma Lakshmi called Donald Trump the broccoli samosa of people, and she didn't mean it as a compliment. I don't get it. I know potato is a traditional samosa stuffing, but is it sacred? In Kolkata, when winter comes, they do add cauliflower to their samosas. Kajol Kumar Jana of the Mukh Mishti Sweet Shop says in winter, it's potato with cauliflower florets. In the off-season after mid-March, it's potatoes and peanuts.
Off-season is jeta hoy, seta hocche apnar alu, badam, methi pata, er masala thake os sange.
Cauliflower samosa is okay, but broccoli samosa can't be a real samosa? What? It needs to show its papers to prove it's not an illegal immigrant in the samosa world. Samosas in Maldives come with tuna inside. Sambusak in Israel with mashed chickpeas or feta cheese. In the Horn of Africa with ground beef. They even stuff chow mein inside a samosa and call it a Chinese samosa in Kolkata. And that's not sacrilege. But poor broccoli is. Broccoli. Broccoli or not, I am a samosa. Hath not a samosa dimensions, senses, affections, passions, fed with the same chutneys, subjecting all to the same deep-fried indigestion, warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as a potato samosa? If you prick us, do we not break? Now I know what being a minority means. Donald Trump could have praised me as an example of Indian innovation and vitality, proof of a country that could balance modernity with tradition, yet proudly and wholly made in India. How is India supposed to chart new frontiers if we cannot learn to reinvent traditions? The samosa could have been a good place to start. Instead, I just ended up unloved and untouched. Kajol Jana says he's not thinking of a broccoli samosa line, Broccoli might be good for you, he admits, but it's too costly and not so easily available as cauliflower.
Broccoli ta ektuani costly. Ota apnar ki bolun to ota to utpadon kom.
I could have made history on what was supposed to be a historic visit. Instead, mocked, denigrated, bullied, I just ended up unloved and untouched. The Trumps ate nothing at Sabarmati, and journalists chortled, nobody had the broccoli samosa.
It's a damn sad situation, okay?
And no trade deal either. So Bollywood can keep singing. As long as there is potato in the samosa, I will remain yours. The potato samosa is a symbol of undying love. And I sit in a corner, unloved and spurned, the odd samosa out, dreaming about another world where I could have been the Trump-approved hors d'oeuvre for the new India. They could have called me a Trumposa.
Girl, better give me that rock, rock. Stew it all up in a crock pot. Put it on the board, get the top crop. Saute all day with a chop, chop, chop. Give me them green trees all in a bowl and I'm trolling these. Kids all cool with their Lunchables. Don't talk to me, I got broccoli.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW and All Broccoli Samosa. The side of mini trees, don't you smell my bowl, just fill it when you grill it, we gon' sing broccoli.